This episode is brought to you by Audi Canada.
The Canadian Medical Association has partnered with Audi Canada to offer CMA members a preferred incentive on select vehicle models. Purchase any new qualifying Audi model and receive an additional cash incentive based on the purchase type. Details of the incentive program can be found at audiprofessional.ca. Explore the full line of vehicles available to suit your lifestyle. The Audi driving experience is like no other.
High-dose influenza vaccine contains more antigen than standard vaccines. It can be useful for some patients, but it may not be appropriate for all. I'm Dr. Ken Flagel, Senior Editor for the Canadian Medical Association Journal. Today I'm speaking with two authors of a practice article on high-dose influenza vaccination. Dr. Jeff Kwong is a scientist at ICES, the Institute for Clinical Evaluative Sciences, based in Toronto, and a family physician at Toronto Western Family Health Team. He conducts research on the epidemiology of influenza. Dr. Daniel Dalson is a family medicine resident at Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Colleagues, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you.
Dr. Dalson, could you tell me just a little bit about what sort of physician you are and what you're doing right now?
Absolutely. I'm a family medicine resident at Dalhousie University, and I have a research interest in public health and infectious disease.
And Dr. Jeffrey Kwong?
I'm a specialist in public health and preventive medicine, an epidemiologist, and a family physician. My research interests are in vaccines, especially influenza vaccines.
Dr. Dalson, what is a high-dose influenza vaccine?
The high-dose influenza vaccine is an influenza vaccine containing a high dose of hemagglutinin, which is the antigen in the influenza vaccine that stimulates the protective immune response. The high-dose influenza vaccine currently approved for use in Canada is trivalent, meaning it covers three strains of influenza, specifically an H1N1 strain, an H3N2 strain, and an influenza B strain. The high-dose influenza vaccine contains four times the amount of hemagglutinin, which works out to 60 micrograms per influenza strain instead of 15 micrograms per strain in the standard dose influenza vaccine. This additional antigen creates a stronger immune response, leading to more antibodies produced in the person getting the vaccine.
Dr. Kwong, is this a new vaccine?
That's right. It is a new vaccine. And the addition of the high-dose vaccine, it adds another player to the field. So now we've got high-dose and standard-dose vaccines, inactivated versus live-attenuated vaccines, trivalent versus quadrivalent vaccines, and then adjuvanted versus non-adjuvanted vaccines. So quite a mix of different vaccines available now.
Who should get this high-dose vaccine?
Well, it's recommended for adults age 65 years or older, because older adults are more likely to experience severe complications from influenza infection, including hospitalization and death. And the influenza vaccines that are available seem to be less effective for older adults compared to younger adults. And there's even a greater burden of disease among older adults during influenza seasons when H3N2 viruses are the predominant strain. And the standard dose influenza vaccines have been found to be less effective against H3N2 strains compared to other strains.
Dr. Dalson, how does this vaccine compare to the standard flu vaccine precisely?
So the high-dose influenza vaccine has been found to be more efficacious compared to the standard dose trivalent influenza vaccine in adults 65 years of age and older in preventing both laboratory-confirmed influenza infection and influenza-related hospital admissions and emergency department visits. Looking at the evidence, a clinical trial involving almost 32,000 adults found that the high-dose influenza vaccine was 24% more efficacious than the standard-dose trivalent influenza vaccine in preventing laboratory-confirmed influenza, with 23% higher efficacy against H3N2. This is particularly important because H3N2 usually accounts for the most of the severe influenza illness among older adults. Additionally, the high-dose influenza vaccine was found to be associated with reduced hospital admissions and emergency department visits in older adults. looking at the large cohort study of adults 65 years of age and older, involving over 900,000 adults receiving the high-dose influenza vaccine and over 1.6 million adults receiving the standard-dose trivalent influenza vaccine, found that those who received the high-dose influenza vaccine were 22% less likely to have an influenza-coded hospital admission or emergency department visit compared with those who received the standard-dose trivalent influenza vaccine. So the evidence demonstrates that the high-dose influenza vaccine is more efficacious than the standard-dose trivalent influenza vaccine, but clinical trials have not yet compared the high-dose influenza vaccine with other influenza vaccines available in Canada, including the standard-dose quadrivalent influenza vaccine or the adjuvanted trivalent influenza vaccine.
Are there any side effects, Dr. Kwong?
Well, similar to standard dose influenza vaccines, the high dose vaccine can cause mild local side effects, such as local pain, swelling, redness, and induration. It can also cause systemic side effects, such as fever, headache, malaise, and myalgias. The clinical trials have demonstrated higher rates of these mild systemic side effects for the high dose vaccine compared to the standard dose vaccines, but serious side effects are rare and occurred at a similar, or if anything, lower rate as standard dose vaccines.
Is it okay to give this vaccine to patients who are on chemotherapy or on immunosuppression therapy?
Yes, it's completely safe because these are inactivated vaccines, so they're killed. So there's no danger at all to those with immunosuppression. But it's licensed for those over age 65. So it's not approved for use in those under age 65 at this moment.
Right. Although a lot of patients who are in those categories are over age 65.
That's right.
Dr. Dawson, does it reduce post-influenza deaths among these adults?
Yes. The high-dose influenza vaccine has been shown to reduce post-influenza deaths among adults 65 years of age and older relative to the standard-dose trivalent influenza vaccine. A cohort study including over 2.7 million adults 65 years of age and older found that the high-dose influenza vaccine was associated with a 36% reduction in post-influenza deaths compared with the standard-dose trivalent influenza vaccine during the 2012-2013 season, but no statistically significant reduction during the 2013-2014 season, which may be due to yearly differences in circulating strains of influenza.
Dr. Kwong, what is the current availability of this vaccine in Canada?
Well, at the moment, it's publicly funded for all older adults in Ontario. So in Ontario, individuals aged 65 years or older can get it free of charge wherever they usually access influenza vaccines, whether that's a physician office, a pharmacy, a workplace clinic, a public health clinic, or a long-term care facility. In other provinces, it's covered for long-term care residents in Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Prince Edward Island. For everyone else, a prescription would be required to get the high-dose vaccine.
Dr. Dawson, are there guidelines for how to give this vaccine?
Apart from only being approved for use in adults 65 years of age and older, the guidelines for administration are similar for the high-dose influenza vaccine as with other influenza vaccines. All of them are administered by 0.5 milliliter intramuscular injection and can be safely given to egg allergic individuals. All influenza vaccine recipients should be monitored for 15 minutes after receiving the vaccine for rare but serious immediate adverse events such as anaphylaxis.
Dr. Kwong, the National Advisory Committee on Immunization has just recommended this vaccine more generally. What is your comment on that?
The guidelines from NACI, the National Advisory Committee on Immunization, they came out recommending this over standard dose at the individual level. But there's a little bit of a nuance to it. They said they at the programmatic level, all of them are recommended. And so what that's supposed to mean is that this vaccine is better, there's no question, but is it more cost effective is what we don't yet know. And so that's why it's not widely available, you know, across the country. That, you know, Ontario is a bit of an outlier to, you know, publicly fund it for everybody.
Colleagues, thank you for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.
I've been speaking with Dr. Jeff Kwong, a family physician in Toronto and a scientist at ICES and at Public Health Ontario, as well as Dr. Daniel Dalson, a family medicine resident at Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia. To read the practice article they co-authored, visit cmaj.ca. Also, don't forget to subscribe to CMAJ podcasts on SoundCloud or a podcast app, and let us know how we're doing by leaving a rating. I'm Dr. Ken Flagel, Senior Editor for CMAJ. Thank you for listening.